Hey, I think this package got delivered to my house by mistake. Yeah, it happens a lot, so here you go. What? No, I. Does it look like I've been crying? Well, no, that's not it. I was just up really late last night, and okay, yeah, I've been crying all day actually, and the day before that, and the day before that. I'm sorry. You don't want to hear my problems. I'm sorry that I bothered you at all. Oh, really? Sure. I'll come in. Got the house all to yourself, huh? Your wife at work? Listen, I appreciate you inviting me in, but water? Sure. Wow. You guys have a really nice kitchen. But it's clearly your day off. I don't want you to have to feel sorry for me and listen to me whine about my life. Really? That's so sweet of you. I broke up with my boyfriend a few weeks ago. Yeah, I did. Well, he really didn't give me a choice. I went over to his place to see him, and I saw my best friend's car parked in the driveway. I didn't really think much of it, but when I got out of the car, I saw her riding him in the back seat. What did I do? Well, honestly, at first I just stood there watching. I was shaking. I couldn't even believe what I was seeing. And for a second, I was just gonna leave and never speak to either of them again, but I don't know what came over me. I just got so angry and hurt and betrayed. I went to his door and I grabbed one of those little decorative rocks, you know? I don't think I've ever thrown something that hard before. His whole windshield shattered. Well, he got out of the car, desperately trying to pull his pants back up, and I threw another rock at him. Those were the only things I had to throw. No, I missed him actually, but then he tried to get in my face and be like, "What the fuck?" And I was so pissed off that I just shoved him, and he hit the ground pretty hard actually. I don't know why I'm laughing. I guess just telling the story over again makes me feel a little better. It's like I'm just reliving pushing his little fuckboy ass over and over. Oh, God. It shouldn't have felt good, but it did. And after that, I turned to leave, but I figured, what the heck, and I kicked him in the ribs just for good measure. Then my friend came out of the car and her tits barely back in her shirt, and oh, I just spit in her little bitchy face. And then I left. I swear, I left. I wanted to do more, I really did. I felt so angry in that moment. I just wanted to bash their fucking heads in. But I kept my cool, if keeping your cool is smashing his windshield, breaking his ribs, and spitting in his whore's face. Oh, God. I'm sorry. Does this ruin any sort of image you had of me as sweet, innocent neighbor. Oh, well, thank you for listening to me. I feel like I haven't laughed and relaxed this much in a long time. But seeing your friend fucking your boyfriend can make anything seem pretty humorless. And honestly, I was never a prude with him. We fucked constantly. I mean, like, every day constantly. Whenever he wanted it, and even when he didn't, I was always ready. Sorry, I guess maybe that's a little too much information. But it's true! Yeah, the sex was pretty good. Not really anything to write home about, but he'd usually get me off, and I wouldn't even mind too much when he didn't. Ugh. But, you know what? Fuck him, right? yeah, it happened a couple of weeks ago, and so I've kind of just been stuck up in my room ever since. Well, yeah, that's true. It's been a while since, well, yeah. 23 days, 4 hours, and 38 seconds to be exact. Not like I'm counting or anything. But, you know, I mean, what do you think I do when I'm shut up in my room alone all day? Oh, yeah, I know how to satisfy myself. But there's never really a substitute for the real thing. What? No, I'm fine. I always blush like this when I talk. Maybe I should just leave. Well, you're right. I don't really want to, but I don't know if I should tell you what I really want. Okay, you asked. I want you to throw me down and fuck me like a real man. I want you to fuck me like my pathetic boyfriend never could. I want you to show my pussy what it's been missing out on. Yeah, this pussy that I'm rubbing right now. Because it needs to be touched. And I can't wait. So, either you're gonna come over here, pull my hand out of my shorts, and pound me until I scream, or... Oh, yeah. Wait. Oh, what about your wife? Oh. No, I don't care either. I need this too badly. Oh, but not in the kitchen. I want you to fuck me in your bed. Oh, I like being carried upstairs in your arms. Oh, fuck, you're so hot. You probably didn't know this, but... Oh, I've wanted you for such a long time. Every morning I'd see you get the mail shirtless from my room, and it would just make me so wet. Oh, yes. Oh, throw me down just like that. Oh, God. Oh, yes. Yes, take these wet shorts off and my thong, too. Oh, fuck. Do you see how soaked my pussy is? Oh, God. Do you see how badly I need you? Oh, God, I need to see your cock. Oh, yes, get it out of those pants. Oh, fuck. I thought my ex had a big cock, but oh God, I need this inside me now. Come on, show me how a real man fucks a woman. Show me how. Oh! Your wife get out of the car while her husband's cock is fucking inside me. Oh, fuck you. Yes. Yes, that's it. Oh, fuck me. Oh, I'm so close again. Oh, oh, fuck. Fuck. So fucking hot. Oh, yeah. Make me come again for you. Yeah. You think you can come and fill my tight little cunt before your wife makes it inside? Oh. Oh, yeah, fuck me. Oh, yes, right there. Fuck. Oh, God. Fuck. Fuck, I'm gonna come. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh, God. Ow. Oh, 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 fuck. Fuck, you're still coming. Oh, fuck, I can feel it. Oh, 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 God. Oh, fuck, fuck. Oh, God. Shit. No, fuck, that was a lot of cum. Oh, God. Oh, what a fucking me while your wife's coming up the driveway. Oh, shit, that was good. But I guess you better go clean up that cock, and I better find somewhere to hide now, shouldn't I?